Manager has been on with us for the last 35 minutes or so. Eric Thomas will be with us for another 20. We're now going directly to your phone calls. We are also now live in the fourth hour of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be taking your phone calls for the balance at the end of the show, getting a quick pop-in from Dean Barkley running for Senate up in Minnesota. But we'll be taking your calls continually for the rest of this hour. We were just talking about what's going to happen in this country, what the private bankers have done to us with Max Keiser. And of course, Max Keiser is an international TV presenter on Al Jazeera, radio host, entrepreneur. He also, again, is the inventor of quite a few different market technologies, like the virtual specialist technology prediction markets. And he, of course, has been a stockbroker as well, top stockbroker. Let's go to your phone calls. These will be all over the map. Appreciate you holding. Francis in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. This is Fran Schur from Denver. I'm one of the founders of Colorado 9/11 Visibility. I have more information on our 9/11 truth friend, Sean Fitzgerald, who's in a hospital in Thailand. I need to let you know because this is a matter of life or death for him.
Okay, yeah. His dad called earlier.
Yeah, his dad called you. I've got more information about it, about what happened, and how we can help him.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, he and his wife are working in Thailand, and he's been very outspoken about 9/11 truth. He found himself then being followed by Thai military, and last night he had an automobile accident, which was very questionable.
Yeah, we've been emailed the story, so how do we help him in the hospital? I mean,
okay,
what's happening to him?
Maesot Hospital, M-A-E-S-O-T, Hospital. That's two words, Maesot. And he is now also, military police are coming in and observing him in the hospital. He's very scared for his life. How you can help him is to fax or call the Maesot Hospital. And that's very easy to look up online. Or you can call me. I can give you my telephone number. And I can
okay, go ahead. I mean, I think people should call the U.S. Embassy, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Has anybody done that?
Call the U.S. State Department. That's also very easy to find online. But call me. Can I give my telephone number?
Sure, go ahead.
You all can, and Alex, your staff can call me, and I can help you with this, too. This may be something
I mean,
I
don't even know
if
he's, he's in a car wreck at the hospital, but we'll see if something's happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, my number, so you can call me, Alex, your staff, or anyone else, 303-778-7511. 303-778-7511.
Okay, I'm going to track this and watch this and see if there's an issue there. The guy said, I've talked to his dad, and we've got emails from him. Our car wreck, and I mean, Thailand's a total police state, so I wouldn't live there, but we'll try to follow this. The State Department needs to be called. Okay, let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I actually got a statement. With regards to McCain and Obama, if McCain, if the oil is what your desk is saying is starting to shoot up, do you see it going back up? Because I remember the prediction of, I can't remember his name right now, saying the oil would go down to $50 a barrel.
Lindsey Williams said 3 months ago it would go down to 60, and it has.
Yeah. And it did. It did from $1.40 down to 60, and he's saying it will go back up again. And I'm, because McCain's probably not going to get it, but they also said McCain was their man. And I'm trying to figure it out. One side, McCain's got the oil company supporting him, and Obama's got the bankers, but, you know, he's got Henry Kissinger backing him, which is ran by Rockefeller. And Rockefeller runs Chase McCain.
They
know,
run both of them. Do you have a question for Max Keiser?
Yeah. Basically, do you see that going up, back up to where it was at?
Yes. Okay, let's get that question. We're going to skip this break, too, with Max Keiser. Max?
Yeah, see oil going up because the money supply is now starting to be jacked up. The oil, like we were saying before the break, is priced in dollars, just like all commodities in the world. And as the supply of dollars increases, oil price goes up as part of the inflation that comes with oil, with oil price going up. Now, with the devaluation coming, which will make the value of the dollar even more precarious, you're going to see oil even take another leap up.
Well, a lot of analysts say 100, back up to 100 bucks a barrel by next summer. I'm going to skip this break for the internet audience with Max Keiser. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back and take more calls. Okay.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
International broadcaster, financial expert Max Kaiser. We're taking your phone calls. They're all over the map. That's fine. That's what I expected. 1-800-259-9231. Before the show ends, we'll give you the latest election numbers coming in from around the country. Obviously, looks very good for Barack Obama. But there are police all over the country treating the entire public like enemies. In case there was some type of rioting over the election. There are lots of other things happening. There are reports of Black Panthers, this is up on Drudge and Fox, so it's questionable, blocking white people from getting into polling places. But there is also such a worship of Barack Obama, who knows, it may even be true, they've got video. So lots of insanity going on as people fight over the two puppets. Max Kaiser, I want to go back to the calls here in this final segment with you, but right now, your analysis, you know, your take on how they were able to have physical gold dry up where you could hardly buy it, or if you could, it was a 30, 40, 50, 100% markup. That's mainstream news. How did these international institutions create a... I mean, we know they can play and manipulate markets, but to have it where gold's dropping $200 an ounce, or $250 an ounce, now going back up, dropping, while you physically can't get it and demand's at all-time highs, how did they do that?
Well, it's a paper market, Alex. I mean, gold is trades on the COMEX as a futures contract. The people who buy and sell it are not taking physical delivery. And just like they can make the price of anything else on these paper markets go in any direction they want to, they can make the price of gold go down if they want the price of gold. They sell gold contracts short. They sell contracts short. And when you sell something, the price goes down. And here's the incredible thing. They have sold more contracts short than the COMEX has any hope of ever delivering. And this December, from what I'm hearing, is that there's going to be a crash of the COMEX because people are going to demand their physical delivery of the gold and silver. They will not be able to fulfill that transaction. They will not be able to deliver. It'll be a failed delivery. And you're going to see huge dislocation, and the COMEX is being targeted by people, you know, by investors. There's actually individual investors in the United States who are staging a revolt against COMEX in the silver market. They're saying, we want physical delivery, and we're going down there. We want our gold. And it's also here in the international community because the COMEX is destroying the reserves for mining and mining companies all over the world, in Russia, in Canada. You know, and these mining companies are having to shut down because COMEX is driving the price down artificially. And now they're saying, what the hell with you? We're gonna bust COMEX. And the physical price is, the paper price is going to be destroyed. And you're going to see the true black market price is going to assert itself. Gold is trading in the black market at a lot higher prices. And that's going to be the market.
Nobody can buy it at, you know, $750 or whatever to then be able to sell it to people what they claim spot is. I mean, it's just...
Absolutely not. I mean, I can't get gold in Paris. I can't get buy gold bullion in Paris for less than, you know, $1,100 an ounce, you know, down there at the gold bullion deal. If I go in there off the street, if I'm buying in size, obviously I can negotiate a better deal. But the spot price, but if you see today, though, Alex, as the news is coming out of Washington now that they're going to have to refinance $500 billion worth of bad debts because of the bailout packages and because of all the money went to the bankers and didn't go into the system, they got to go back to the trough for another $500 billion. Now and with the rumor getting louder of a devaluation of the dollar, you see that gold and oil are saying, to hell with this, we're going higher because there's going to be a lot of inflation coming through the pipeline. Gold and oil are going higher to reflect this. So the primary story of inflation is very much in place. People should not be fooled by it. You know, owning real assets is what is going to save you through this inflationary period. Don't believe the inflationary hype that's out there. You know, even Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Time, they're talking about, oh, there's a deflation scare. It's impossible to have a deflation
scare. Well, what we have happening is a depression and contraction in the real economy with a bunch of manipulation on top of it by governments and institutions to drive commodities down, knowing that it's an attempt to get control of hyperinflation so they can try to block it before the election. And clearly it's like a beach ball trying to hold it underneath the water. Let's talk to Stephanie in New York. You're on the air with Max Keiser and Alex Jones.
Oh, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, I'm a first-time caller from New York, Staten Island.
Welcome.
And I was also a first-time registered Democrat.
Okay.
And my vote initially was for Obama, and I couldn't talk to you without voting. And that's my call to you, Alex. New York loves you over here.
Well, we love you, too. We love everybody. What's on your mind?
I want to know, what should I do? I don't know what to do. I know Obama is not the right choice.
Well,
I'm not going to vote for McCain, obviously. I'm sorry. I'm just so passionate.
Well, we're in the same boat. It's a moral decision. People are told to vote like a horse race. Who do they think is going to win the race, or, you know, bandwagon going for a football team once you think they're in the playoffs and gonna win the championship or the Super Bowl. Yeah. I would vote for the Constitution Party, or I would vote for Ralph Nader.
I didn't even know that there was people running for president until yesterday, and I looked it up, and you Google it once, you couldn't get it once.
Well, and it's not that Nader. Well, it's not that Nader or Chuck Baldwin are going to win. The whole point is so much attention is put on this, and people think they're going to get change with Obama. They're not, and they're not going to get change with John McCain. They're owned by the same people. So, you know, I know you're saying you want to ask me how you should vote, and I'm honored by that, Stephanie, but I have to morally tell you I can't tell you how I think you should vote. All I can tell you is that Barack Obama is in the hip pocket of the very bankers looting us. Now, I know Max Keiser doesn't like to, you know, get into these political footballs because he knows the bankers are above both Obama and McCain, so it doesn't matter at the end of the day. But, I mean, do you have a comment, Max?
To the caller or, you know, the
well, who would you vote for?
Obama, my position on Obama is that I support Obama. you know, because, and I'm going to, I feel, here's what I'm going to do, Alex. You know, when Bush came into office in 2000, I left the United States of America because I knew the guy was going to just be a horrible president to live in America. Here's what I'm going to put my, here's what I'm thinking about. If Obama takes office, I may be moving back to America. I may be moving back to America because I want to test him. I want to test him with some of these civil disobedience ideas. I want to test him to see what this guy can really do for us. And if he doesn't pass the test, then it's time for us to take back our country in the most serious way we possibly can.
So you're saying give him a shot, see if he gets the troops out of Iraq, see what he does, see if he ends some of the illegal wiretapping, and then if he doesn't, morally, then you're going to go after him politically.
Absolutely. That's my constitutional responsibility. It says in the Constitution quite clearly that if, in fact, a tyrant is in control, and we've had a tyrant already, but if it gets to the point where it's going absolutely bonkers, even more tyrannical,
Max,
then what choice do we have?
Max, 7-8 months ago when he was saying he'd take all the troops out in the wiretapping, I went, hey, Jeremiah Wright's right about the AIDS virus. Maybe Obama's... is a rogue and against the system, and you know, ooh, Hillary's trying to cheat him in New Hampshire. Maybe he's good, but then since then he's gone back on everything. So you know, it's up to you, Stephanie, to make up your own mind. Okay, she's still there?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. I don't want to put my vote to a person that I know is a puppet. So I would feel guilty, even though I'm a minority in New York City and I'm in the urban setting. I would feel so guilty knowing what I listen to you. And I really respect you and I honor what you say. And just for me hearing your word, your spoken word, it was even a mission to me to even hear your wisdom words.
No.
So I'm not going to put my votes on Obama or McCain.
Good.
That's why I want an independent or another person that I will put
vote
to.
And the point is, you've
Thank
done
you.
The moral thing. Thank you. And if more people did what Stephanie's doing and voted who they really thought was the best person with the best ideas, this non-status, non-centralization, you know, control, then we would have people like Ron Paul. We would have people, you know, like Ralph Nader or Cynthia McKinney. And, yeah, I mean, even vote for Cynthia McKinney, you know, over them. But thank you so much. We're going to take more calls later, but I'm going to let Max Kaiser have the final comments. Max, plug your website for folks out there.
MaxKaiser.com, K-E-I-S-E-R, MaxKaiser.com. I'll just make a comment that my friend Stephen Baldwin, who I used to pal around with in Los Angeles, he's a brother of Alec Baldwin, of course.
He's now a brainwashed minion of George Bush.
Yeah, he said that if Obama wins, he's going to move to Canada. So we may be passing each other on the airplane. He'll be leaving with his tail between his legs, and I'll be coming back to basically fight for what I believe everyone should be fighting for, which is an equitable and representation of who we are as a people.
Well, Stephen Baldwin is a classic case of a useful idiot. He really means well. He's a good Christian person. He goes around brainwashing people to join the military, brainwashing kids to love Bush when Bush is being visited nightly by gay porn stars. And I'm not even attacking him for that. The point is he's a total hypocrite. And, I mean, you couldn't get more corrupt than George W. Bush. I just feel sorry for Stephen Baldwin. I mean, what a sucker.
Hey, I've known him for a long time. He's obviously got very strong beliefs, and he puts his mind, you know, he acts on his beliefs, so I can't fault him for at least, you know, acting on his beliefs. I'm just saying that if I act on my beliefs in this situation, you know, I feel that, why not throw, this is an opportune time. You know, this could be a moment in history could be very exciting.
Yeah, those carbon taxes are going to save us, Max. So how'd you meet Stephen Baldwin?
Well, you know, he was working with me in Los Angeles on the Hollywood Stock Exchange, and we were partners on that project for a couple of years, and I know him actually from Long Island. I met him when he was 12 years old. I know his brother very well.
Man, you're in a lot of business.
His brother is producing and is one of the producers on my new TV show for BBC World.
Oh, really? Alec is?
Yeah, I got a new TV show coming out on BBC World called The Oracle. which is about prediction markets. Alec is one of the producers. Well, I want to have you on the show.
I want to come on. Hold on one second. We're going to skip this break on the internet so we can finish up with the story.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Mr. Nice Guy, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is being born right in front of you, and America is dying financially. Max Kaiser, in closing, find out your website again and tell us if you think this country is ever going to emerge in the next decade out of what we're facing?
Right. MaxKeiser.com, MaxKeiser. There's a link also to the radio shows that we do. I do a pod show with Stacy, who's my significant other, I guess you could call her, my love of my life. And we do a daily show, plus we have our weekly show on Resonance 104.4, The Truth About Markets. But the question about the future of the dollar and the currency, as we were just discussing it, it's not that hard to simply reissue a currency and give the and it has a different value, different serial numbers. We've already seen new issues, new currencies issued in the U.S. a few times over the past few years, different colors, different configurations.
So they're getting us ready. Bottom line, get into gold now, because you're saying you think all the evidence shows it's going to double by when?
Well, when it does double, first 2 points. When it does double, I have a very strong belief that it'll happen so fast that if you don't already own it, you won't be able to buy it. It'll be too late.
You can't buy it right now.
Well, you can buy it.
Just at a premium.
You can buy, for example, if you go to a site like goldmoney.com, okay? Goldmoney.com, you go to that site, you can buy gold, and it's stored in either London or Switzerland. It's allocated gold in your name, held outside of the United States. You can go collect the gold if you want, anytime you want to. I know goldmoney.com. It's run by a guy named James Turk. He's a reputable guy. I have an account there myself. Full disclosure. He's a fantastic guy. He holds the gold. You get the current price. You know, that's it. You now have some gold. And it gives you peace of mind. And these currencies, unfortunately, all the banking fraud that has happened in the last 25 years, you know, starting with Mike Milken, you know, Mike Milken really ushered in the 1980s a period of fraud that has just built up over 25 years, and then long-term capital management was another huge chapter.
And
in
now
fraud.
It's all coming to a head. Max, let's get you back up in the near future. I appreciate you coming on with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. There goes Max Keiser. Boy, that guy is something else. He's involved in just – he really did invent a bunch of some of the most modern systems that are used today. He's got his fingers in everything. I guess he's got his fingers in this show now. And we're glad to have our fingers in what he's doing. Very, very interesting person. And I think it's fine and dandy if you live in Europe to have it in one of their vaults. And they've got vaults here in the U.S., but he's right. Gold has been confiscated before. And people always ask me this. Well, then why would you hold gold, whether buried in the field or in a safety deposit box? Point is, it's better than money in a bank they can just seize or money they can devalue. There's nothing better than holding gold and silver physically. And you heard him. You know, gold's at 750 or whatever right now. It's actually going up today. Just like oil shot up $7 today. But when it does go up, and it will because of the dollar devaluation, they've only been manipulating things right now, where you can hardly buy it, well, there's a huge premium. And when you can find it, there's a premium. But then gold was dropping, just like oil. This is manipulation. When it finally does go back up, which law of supply and demand says they can't suppress it forever, it is good to physically hold it. And sure, I mean, the government can come take your house, they can come take your life, they can come take your guns. I'm still going to own guns and buy more guns, even if they're going to try to come take them. The whole point is you don't give it up. The whole point is you don't have it in the state you're in. The whole point is let's bring Ted Anderson up for this segment into the next, and then I'm going to get Dean Barkley to pop in and then your phone calls. Ted, because you've been in this business so long, you have gold and silver. And you have it at below the prices it's selling at instead of giant premiums. And I agree with Max Keiser. People are insane if they don't get gold. But I wouldn't trust really any bank or any vault. I would hold it.
You're right about that. You should have it in your own possession. Plus, also, one of the things you have to remember, Alex, that most of the European countries confiscated and illegalized gold as well. As a matter of fact, the United States was one of the first nations to make gold legal to own, and if you had gold traveling through other countries, you had to be very careful because you'd be breaking their laws. We are actually one of the more, believe it or not, liberated states still, or countries, you know, about owning gold. At this time, I'm sure that those countries, if anybody's going to confiscate gold, it's going to be Europe first. I'm sure the Soviet bloc's going to follow. And, you got to be careful with these nations because I trust them less than I trust the United States, and I don't trust this place very much at all.
John, I want you to get Dean Barkley on at about 8 afterwards. We're going to do 5 minutes with him. I want to hold Ted over and talk about what he's seeing as 30 years in the gold and silver market, 12 years, or was it 13 years with the Midas Resources, what he's seeing happen right now. Because it's even admitted, mainstream news, that they are manipulating the gold and silver market And yeah, things are only set to go back up. The sky's the limit.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger.
Here goes the Republic up in flames.
My grave.
A lot of
make it shallow. So I can feel the rain.
Don't usually smoke. I've cut it back to almost nothing, but I figured, kind of as a symbol of the country going up in smoke, burning away as the public is suckered one more time to support Barack Obama, I'd fire up a cigarette here on air. This is okay if I was a fake Christian conservative and killed 1.5 million Iraqis in the last 6 years. But if I smoke a cigarette, I'll go to hell. Let's go back to Ted Anderson, and then we're going to get Dean Barkley on. Then some of your phone calls here at the end. I'll give you some of the latest election news as it comes in for everybody. Ted Anderson, we were ranting and raving on the internet behind the scenes portion of the show there about the banker takeover. And we were talking about just the open arrogance, the biggest looting ever, to offshore corporations And they're openly manipulating the gold market. And now the hyperinflation is kicking back off again, Ted.
Yeah, well, we're going to see an awful lot of that because we all know that we're going to have inflation. You can't sit and inject another $1 trillion into the system without having a devaluation of the money that already exists out there. We have earned it, we've worked for it, and now they're printing money for nothing, and they're giving it away to these CEOs or whatever, these big corporations, and they're taking these big distributions. And, you know, they're walking away with all this profit. They're using it to buy up all the small institutions that are struggling in the marketplace. They're creating huge monopolies. And what do we the people did it. I mean, we should wake up here. I mean, I don't know what the heck. I mean, like I said, if we're voting for the people that voted for that bailout right now, so help me. I mean, I got to tell you that there should not be a politician going back to Washington, D.C. that voted for this bailout package. That was one of the worst things they've ever done to us. And they set a precedence that now every time one of these big corporations are going to have a problem, they're going to be dumping money into their, you know, they'll create problems so they can have this money. I mean, it's like free money to them, and it's just creating a huge, monstrous monopoly that's just going to come crashing down. And the people, the taxpayers, the people that actually struggle to make a living in this world are the ones that are going to end up paying the bill. It really burns my butt, I can tell you.
Ted, looking at the market end of things, as a gold broker, silver broker, what's it like right now? I mean, I'm seeing a lot of places still saying they're sold out of gold and silver, or there's huge premiums. Mainstream press reports talking about 50% premiums. You've actually got it at the price it is. Tell folks about those numbers.
Yeah, sure. I can tell you right now, I locked into a whole bunch of it here when gold was at 720, and silver was sitting there right around, it was at $9.87 an ounce right in there when I was picking it up. Right now, yeah, the premiums are way up there, ridiculous, with especially like Silver Eagles and that kind of thing. I just ran into a nice group of Philharmonics. If you're interested in those, you can get those. But what I picked up here is I picked up a whole bunch of those, the dimes, because, I mean, you watch the economy and the way that things are going on. The dimes right now are cheap. You can get them at $1.60. They're trading close to $1.80 a piece here just a few months ago.
My goodness, gold is up $41 today.
It is. I mean,
I hadn't even looked. It's at $7.63.10. Silver is way up. So Ted, you locked in at gold at $7.21, you said?
Well, that's the thing, Alex. I mean,
so tell folks the coins you've got right now.
Yeah, right now I've got the British sovereign coin. That coin right now is trading at 241. I picked up the francs. I was able to get those down below 200. I've got them now at 198. That is not going to stay there because the gold price has just jumped up again another $60.
Okay, again, you bought at the bottom. It's up since you bought it, 40-something bucks. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't like your dollar, where they're openly announcing Bretton Woods, a new global currency run by the bankers that engineered all this. All the financial experts are saying that is going to destroy the dollar. Whatever manipulation they do in the short term, all of the history, all of basic monetary fact shows gold and silver and other commodities are only going to explode.
Yeah, and you do have to have physical delivery of it, Alex. And yes, we do have it right here sitting in my safe in stock ready to deliver. And you know, I have some people that set up IRAs and they put it into these institutions. That's fine if you're going to speculate. If you're so afraid of paying the taxes by taking an early distribution, it's better than not having it. But to have your gold and silver stored away and having a certificate that says that you own gold somewhere, and you're going to have an economic meltdown like this? I mean, it's like having a picture of a can of beans.
All right, well, tell them the gold coins and the silver coins. You've got it way below their current price.
Yeah, right now we have, again, it's the franc coin that's trading at $198 per coin. And then in addition to this, we also have the British sovereign, which is at 241. Both of those are just a fabulous buy at this particular time. And the silver right now, 169. And everybody knows that the silver's been $20, maybe $25 an ounce to buy physical silver. You're able to get this stuff at a really good price. The market is getting hot again, and you're not going to be able to buy it. There was a time here, Alex, just a short time ago, where you could have went to any coin dealer across the United States, and it's probably still true. You're not going to be able to fill any order of any significant size. I mean, you've got to be a big player in this business to get any kind of volume. And that's just the way it is. And I hate to say it. I mean, it's not really fair, but I'm going to be out there buying every time I see a dip and, stocking up as much as I can because I want my customers to get this stuff. I mean, this is the thing that's going to bail them out. We have the kind of economy right now that everybody knows there's a credit implosion going on. So they're trying to print money like crazy just to, you know, and the inflation is coming.
Ted, let me explain what you do. You buy gold when it's down. People haven't been able to buy gold and silver unless they were buying it in bulk. So you also pass on that discount. Like Max Kaiser was saying, you know, it's like $1,100, $1,200 an ounce for gold, even though it says it's $760 in Paris right now, where he broadcasts from, where he lives. So you're not paying those big premiums because Ted is buying in bulk. He is passing that savings on to you. These are loss leaders for Ted. They have the British sovereign. They have the French and Swiss francs. They have the different silver coins from the U.S. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers are there. Now, Ted, gold is up $41.10 and climbing today. How long can you hold the gold at $40-plus dollars below what it is selling for in the open market?
Well, I can tell you right now, Alex, I'm going to hold it till midnight tonight, and I'll just honor every transaction no matter what gold does, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's up again tomorrow. Right now, I remember we were fishing around. I knew that there was a sell-off that was occurring. We're trying to find the bottom in the marketplace. I believe we found that at 720. I think that we're going to be seeing gold and silver prices going up as we go on here. I know we talked about
this. Well, regardless, it can't be completely devalued like paper money, and it's the oldest true wealth out there, 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this today, 40-something bucks under what it's even selling for, when most people can't even find it or get it or are paying huge premiums. You can't beat this deal, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. Absolutely. You know, we know people buy gold when the market's up. But Ted has the best of both worlds. He bought it when it was cheaper and is still offering it to you for that when everybody else is not just selling it for what it's currently selling at. They're tacking on huge margins. This deal's great, 800-686-2237. I'll tell you what Ted's putting on these coins. He's putting about 3.5% on them just to pay for the transaction. Okay? 800-686-2237. Cannot beat the deal. I'm not going to keep him long, just about 5 minutes, a really busy day of radio and TV interviews. He got on CNN. They're calling it a close race with 37% undecided in Minnesota. They're deciding right now. He was appointed by Governor Jesse Ventura, outgoing, when Senator Wellstone died in a tragic crash. So he can currently be called, technically a former senator, but he was there for a month. We want to send him back for 6 years, a full term. He's on the Independent Party in Minnesota. Dean Barkley wants to thank the audience here. You got major TV buys for his ad. You can watch at SenatorBarkley.com. We also have it up at Infowars.com. You helped finish producing it and getting it on the air late last week and right through to today. So I wanted to just bring Dean Barkley up for 5 minutes. Dean, good to have you here.
Nice to be on, Alex.
I tell you, I just want to thank my audience, and I know you wanted a chance again to thank them, because regardless of what happens, it was another example of taking action the way they came in and gave to the campaign.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your listeners gave our campaign the boost we needed. We've been up on the air since last Thursday. The ads are going over very, very well. It's just the boost I needed. And who knows what's going to happen today. The Minnesota voters are going to decide what kind of future they want.
Dean, I mean, what info can you give us? I mean, the polls are all over the map. It shows you've narrowed in some of them, but regardless, you have all, Ventura was 8 points behind on Election Day and then won by, 3 points?
But as the results
start coming in, when are they saying we're going to hear in Minnesota some of the results? I know it's going to be the reported record turnout in Minnesota.
We already heard some early exit polling from the early voting we had in Minnesota, and we are doing phenomenally well in the early voting. We are in the low 30s in the exit polling, and that was in the metropolitan Minneapolis area, which is very strong Democratic territory.
And that's in a three-way race. That's in a three-way.
Right, that's in the three-way race. I'm in position here. Anything could happen. We're going to have a record turnout in Minnesota. They're predicting over an 80% voter turnout. And that means about 40% of those people showing up have not been polled. They haven't been counted. And depending on what those 40% do, they're going to elect the next senator from Minnesota. And I'm very confident we may shock the world here again. Every 10 years or so, we need a shock.
Well, it's a big deal to send somebody to the U.S. Senate. You've been there before. You need to go back this time for a full term, as I said earlier. The only thing that may kill you, and the thing I'm worried about, is mindless party voting, straight ticket voting, where somebody just lazily clicks for a whole party, Republican or Democrat. I hope they take the time out to go through all those races, and I hope they vote a split ticket, and I hope they vote for Dean Barkley.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people in Minnesota now are thinking they like me, they like what I'm saying, they want to vote for me, but they're afraid that if they vote for me, they might get either Franken or Coleman. I'm saying vote for your first choice out of what you want, not out of your second choice out of fear of the third choice. You know, for once in your life, vote for who you want to do or who you want to send there, and if they do that, I will go. If they don't, I won't. It's that simple. If they vote their heart of what they really want, then I'll be your next U.S. senator. But I don't know what the Minnesota voters are going to do, but I have confidence they're going to do the right thing.
Well, it's like Governor Ventura always says, don't vote like it's a horse race for who you think the winner will be. Vote for the person that'll say no to the bailout, no to the war, no to the war on drugs, no to the New World Order. Dean Barkley will do all of that. And regardless of what happens, I want to get you back up in the next few days to talk about the aftermath, win, lose, or draw. And regardless, we win by taking action. So I salute the listeners of this show, and Ted Anderson, who I know donated, and myself and everybody else who donated, thank you, because we've got to at least stand up and vote for good third-party candidates when we get them, people who support Ron Paul, like Senator Dean Barkley. Dean, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex, and again, thanks to your listeners. They made it happen.
You bet. SenatorBarkley.com. Take care. All right, I know we got a lot of calls here, John, and I got my call list mixed up. Let's just take a bunch of calls here at the end. Who's first up here? Josh in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I've just wanted to tell you some experience at college I've had with trying to do 9/11 truth and just some other side notes, I guess.
Okay.
I'm in a state university in California, and I actually just moved here about a year ago, and I noticed the market is basically tons of $500,000 houses just completely empty. You know, people couldn't even, the banks couldn't even get anybody to get in the houses. So when I moved here, I was like, wow, you know, this is going to fall. And I started telling people that, had no idea, but now it's happened. And so, you know, I just gained a little credibility. But there's been a bomb threats at my college that weren't actually threats. They were just kind of nowhere. The administration, the police just put up police tape and stuff. And,
yeah, that's drills. And, most of these bomb threats, and later comes out, or bio attacks, are drills. They just don't tell you it's a drill till later. It's all part of terrorizing you, getting you used to black uniforms, secret police.
Well, these were two fake-looking pipes. I guess somebody just said, hey, that could be a bomb. It's kind of ironic that...
No, it's all, again, by having all the bomb drills and all the things, then people start seeing cardboard boxes or tin cans and thinking they're bombs. I've got to let you go. Your Skype phone is just unintelligible. Call me back when you're on a regular phone line sometime, Josh. Mike in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Abby, real quick, I just want to thank you for all the good work you do. I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I know you get a lot of callers that kind of, you know, bless your chops a little bit, but I think you're doing a good job and keep it up.
Thank you.
With that being said, I just wanted to echo, being that the New World Order is predominantly white, what do you think their plans are for the black leaders that they use to do whatever they do? What is their long-term plan for those?
Well, I agree. In fact, that's a point I meant to make in the first hour for an article we're writing about this. This... Barack Obama is coming into office when the economy is imploding, when everything's falling apart, when the dollar is dying, and so there's going to be a honeymoon, and then he's going to get blamed for all of it, and the image in people's minds is going to be, okay, 140 years after slavery was abolished, we get a black president, look what happens, when the guy's a puppet and did none of it, runs none of it. And they're going to do all this evil in his name, and then blacks are going to get blamed for that, just like Texans got blamed for George Bush when he's not from Texas.
And why is it that the Black Panthers, you mentioned earlier, you said the Black Panthers are blocking whites from voting. What is that about?
Well, no, I just reported it because it's the top of the Drudge Report, and I said it's from Fox News, so I said it may not be true.
Oh, okay. And also, if the dollar completely collapsed, or if the economy completely collapsed, do you think that that means the complete end of America?
It means a hardcore police state, government control of jobs, hellish consolidation, all by design, and then it'll be up to the people whether we ever get out of it or not. The government needs confidence. It needs to have leaders. That's like when a lot of third world countries are being looted, they'll have another president every 6 months. Like, oh, change, 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 just to stall the people while the bankers are stealing everything. And that's pretty much what I see Barack Obama as just stalling people, trying to fool them, so that they think there's a change. When the same international banks run and own it all, they're the ones doing it. Look, they're announcing more brigades for the American people, more army on the streets. That's going to continue under Obama. That would continue under McCain. These men are puppets. And as soon as we start realizing that, then we can start getting some real change.
Yeah, because, you know, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson with his Rainbow Push Coalition and all them, I mean, when you talk about the lead and the water, and the vaccine shots and all that stuff, none of these guys, I don't hate them, but none of them have done anything, have taken any steps to inform the community that they claim to represent about some of these things that are
going
on.
That's what I'm saying. We're under attack. The government's been taken over. It's a military-industrial complex. We're under martial law already, basically, with the culture and the media and Congress being threatened with martial law. They didn't submit. And so all we can do is talk about the real issues instead of these diversions about hope and change. And then meanwhile, Barack Obama's owned and paid for by the very same people that own John McCain and George Bush. That's all I'm pointing out, is that people are going to see change more than the New World Order. I'm going to skip this break, too, so we can finish up. Come back with more calls and cover what's happening with the election. We'll be tracking all the election fraud and any crises that unfold as well.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind, our memories live on in mortal minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, my HDN line just cut out. We'll get reconnected there. Having a lot of problems with those. You've got the final word here, Mike. I want to let you finish up with what I was just saying in the behind-the-scenes talk. Okay, Mike dropped off. Yeah, and John, that's why we've got to keep both ISDNs connected. They're both constantly dropping now. Let's take a few final calls, no pun intended. Who's up after Mike? Moreland in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. Yeah, okay, my name's Alex, but go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the what the people said, and doesn't really matter who is going to be in the office. They're both pretty much the same, and it won't make any difference because they're both owned by the same people, the globalists. Kabbalists. I can hear people getting really excited. Oh, Obama's going to do this. Obama's going to do that. Well, he cannot do any of that has not been approved. He just does not have the freedom to do all the things that he wants because he's going to do exactly what he was told to do. Whole idea is to get all the people to go and vote. And recently I came across an interesting book that of a gentleman that has done really in-depth good work on the Constitution and the process of voting. Basically, you mentioned previously that when people sometimes get stopped, pulled over, they can get arrested for being citizens. And the ones that are not citizens, they're just left alone. The whole thing is, the key word here is citizen. And this book that I'm talking about is called the Red Amendment. It was written by a person who spent a lot of time researching the Constitution. And the key word, as I said, is citizen. The whole idea behind it is... Once people are citizens. Hello.
Yeah, caller. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go. We're having technical difficulties right here at the end of the show. I appreciate your call. Sometimes things just go completely to hell in a handbasket here. We're not gonna take any more calls. If any riots break out, God forbid, we're not saying that's gonna happen. People will edit that together and have me saying it on the web. If anything breaks out, like the police are saying it could. If anything develops. If there's I'm sure there's already election fraud on both sides going on everywhere. It's constantly happening. We will have Bev Harris on tomorrow. We will have a host of other guests on tomorrow as we track. Tomorrow will really be the big show. In the aftermath, we're going to know who the president is. I may sometime tonight just be listening to the audio streams at Infowars.com and the feeds at PrisonPlanet.tv go live. For a few hours tonight as things develop so we can report on what's happening. In fact, I'll just go live tonight. We should know a lot by 8 o'clock. I'll either go live at 8 p.m. Central or 9 p.m. Central. And I'll do an hour or two then. I'm going to be up here at the office doing interviews. I'll play it by ear. I've got an interview at 10 o'clock Central, so I've got to be off the air by then. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in to the radio show and the TV show. I want to thank all the affiliates, sponsors, everybody. Tonight, we also have a toll-free number here at my studio. And so we'll be able to take your phone calls and comment on the election. You know, instead of waffling around, I'll go live tonight here at 8 o'clock. 8 p.m. All right, retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. I had a key rant on the left-right paradigm at the start of the show for 30 minutes. I think it's key. Please record it. Get it out to everybody. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.